live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the family of an elderly, terminally ill woman whose carer stole €20,000 from her says what happened was beyond belief and soul-destroying. The principal of Cranach College says why they remain amenable to the idea of a three-school campus in the town if going it alone gets a new school built more quickly, then that's the route they will take. A prominent health campaigner in Donegal says questions will inevitably be asked about the future of Letterkenny University Hospital in light of what appears to be a serious reduction in services. And police in Derry are currently at the scene of a security alert in the Waterside area of the city. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. But first in news, the family of an elderly, terminally ill woman whose carer stole €20,000 from her says what happened was beyond belief and soul-destroying. 56-year-old Marjorie Gallagher of Mahery Dunlow was yesterday handed a suspended custodial sentence after being found guilty of, on four separate occasions, rummaging through the home of 76-year-old Bridget McLaughlin and stealing bundles of €5,000. The theft came to light after Mrs. McLaughlin noticed money missing. Her family installed CCTV cameras in the property and witnessed Ms. Gallagher stealing the cash. Prior to her death, Mrs. McLaughlin wrote a victim impact statement in which she said, "It's not how I imagined I would spend my last precious time, and to end my life on this earth feeling sad and betrayed." Her daughter and son, Hugh and Evelyn McLaughlin, spoke earlier on today's 9 till noon show.
It was just the huge betrayal, like, you know, it's shocking, absolutely shocking. We don't have a wide circle of family. We asked for help, we got help, and we were given Marjorie, and she was so good. I was so glad to have her. And then this unfolded then. It was like you were living in a dream. It was, you know, it was soul-destroying, absolutely soul-destroying. Mum had to ask my brother, did he steal from her? You know, we had to ask my son, did he steal from us? Only for we're a very strong family, very strong. You would never come back because it could break up a family. I mean, you accuse me of stealing Mum's money. I mean, you have no idea of the heartache that just went on and under this roof. Not the money. It's yeah. The trust, the betrayal.
And she was treated as a family member. She was given dinner. She was treated just the same as I would be treated. You know, we spent €3,500 on cameras in order to catch who it was. We didn't know. We still didn't know at that stage. We spent to get a private security firm and installed cameras throughout the house. And 3 days later, Marjorie was stopped, going out the gate with €5,000 stuffed in her clothes.
What was the emotion when you saw that on the screen?
Disbelief, really, and anger as well, that she could have done that to herself after how well she was treated in the house.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says he will work to ensure the full implementation of the Brexit withdrawal agreement. Michel Barnier has been speaking as British MEPs clear their desks in Brussels. Today is the last full day of the UK's membership of the EU after 47 years. Mr. Barnier says today is a sad occasion, but he'll work very carefully to protect Ireland's interests.
My job, my mandate for the last 3 years was and still is to organise an orderly Brexit, which is better than a disorderly Brexit for everybody, for Ireland, for the citizens, for the financial settlement, for so many sector and so many people.
The principal of Cranach College says why they remain amenable to the idea of a three-school campus in the town if going it alone gets a new school built more quickly, then that's the route they will take. Kevin Cooley was speaking after students and staff at the college marched through Buncrana this morning as part of their campaign for a new school intensifies. The 30-minute protest was widely supported, and Mr. Cooley says he believes the right chord was struck.
It just struck the right chord. We had a lot of support on Main Street. We had a lot of parents and community supporting us. And the feedback from everyone afterwards was that it was a great way to give students a voice to show their frustration at not having a new school confirmed by now.
The past number of weeks, Kevin, have seen the hashtag New School for Cranach College become prevalent. The words we aren't hearing from the campaign at the moment are three school campus. Do you believe, given the delays in that particular project, that it is perhaps dead in the water?
I can only speak for myself and for Crannock College staff and students, in that we're open to a three school campus if a site is available to accommodate all three schools. But I think what's more pressing is that we have a new school, and if it means that we go and have a school on a site on our own, we're certainly open to that as well.
A prominent health campaigner in Donegal says questions will inevitably be asked about the future of Letterkenny University Hospital in light of what appears to be a serious reduction in services. Paul Gillespie, spokesperson for the Donegal Diabetes Association, says efforts to secure meetings with Minister Joe McHugh and Health Minister Simon Harris have been unsuccessful, and they still haven't secured a number of vital posts for which they have been campaigning. Mr Gillespie says Donegal's incoming TDs need to work towards securing the services that Letterkenny badly needs.
All of our politicians and whoever's going to be our new representatives, they need to band together and lobby for proper services until Letterkenny. My biggest fear, if I was to be very negative, Monaghan Hospital and Monaghan people never believed their hospital was going to close. But Letterkenny has been severely under-resourced. And actually, one of the things that I'd be calling for all the new politicians, whenever they get together, the government guideline says that model of care for everything, it should be treated geographically. And Donegal really should be treated as an island. We have a massive population, over 160,000. So why is the HSE and Silcha putting in per head of patients through the door much less capital into Letterkenny Hospital as what, like Sligo Hospital?
Meanwhile, a Donegal County Councillor believes that there must be a better way in tackling the trolley crisis. Councillor Gary Doherty had to spend a number of nights in Letterkenny University Hospital last year after becoming unwell, but had to lie on a trolley in a corridor for the final night of his stay due to overcrowding. Reflecting on his experience, Councillor Doherty, despite feeling exposed and vulnerable, counts himself lucky that his time in hospital was brief, and he frequently thinks on those less fortunate. He says it's time the serious shortcomings within the health service were addressed, and that people deserve better.
It's an experience that left me feeling extremely vulnerable, and I know that there are hundreds if not thousands of people that go through that same experience every year in Ireland, and I just feel that enough's enough, and it's time that we really all came together and fought back to try and change this for the better, because nobody should be going through experiences like that.
And you've said, you know, it's not necessarily a political issue or an election issue, it's just really something that needs to be sorted once and for all.
Yeah, I think all political candidates and all political parties need to be looking at this. You know, we've had 100 years of this state and we're still in the position that we're in now, where the health service is underfunded. And the wonderful staff that we have in the health system, you know, the staff in Letterkenny Hospital are second to none, and I can certainly attest to the treatment that they gave me and the care and attention that they gave me and all the other patients that I witnessed when I was in there. But, you know, it's hard for them to do their job when they're trying to treat patients who are lying in the corridors, when they're trying to treat patients in A&E who are lying in trolleys, and they're doing their best to get them admitted. But there simply isn't the space, and we don't have enough beds in our hospitals. We don't have the staff, enough staff, in order for them to do their job effectively. And I think now in general election season, when, you know, all the political parties are campaigning, I think it's time that the ordinary people of Ireland stood back and thought about what we're actually doing here. What are we actually voting for?
Police in Derry are currently at the scene of a security alert in the Waterside area of the city. The alert follows the discovery of a suspect device in the Caw Close area. No homes have been evacuated at this time and no further details are currently known. The penultimate TV debate of the general election campaign takes place tonight. Seven party leaders will go head-to-head on Virgin Media at 9:30, trying to make an impression on the electorate as the campaign heads towards its final week. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
9 days out from voting, and tonight provides one of the last set-piece events of the election. Today, campaigning continued with Labour launching its health plans with spokesman Alan Kelly.
We will put $40 million into UHL in current funding in 3 years. And that is based on a huge amount of analysis.
While other parties rounded on the surging Sinn Féin, People Before Profits' Breed Smith saying they should rule out deals with Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil.
How can Sinn Féin deliver on their manifesto if they go into coalition with either of these parties? They end up actually selling out their own principles.
And Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue attacking Sinn Féin's manifesto.
These plans are a con job and the Irish people. Sinn Féin's manifesto would be a dream for Jeremy Corbyn.
It comes ahead of the penultimate debate, which Micheál Martin says should take on a life of its own.
Every debate has a different dynamic, and I've no doubt that tonight with Matt and Ivan there'll be a different dynamic. One prepares accordingly in terms of the different dynamics of different debates and the timing of them.
It's one of the last chances for the seven party leaders to make a significant impact on the public before polling day.
Childcare providers will be paid during next Wednesday's day of protest. Up to 1,500 of the country's creches are taking part in the day of action to highlight low wages and a lack of state funding. Parents will have to find alternative places for their children for the day, but Children's Minister Catherine Supone says payments will still be made to providers, but they'll have to find another day for parents to avail of childcare services in lieu of the protest. Aintu's Donegal election candidate is lending her support to the protest. Mary T. Sweeney says she has been contacted by several preschool providers claiming they are one straw away from breaking the camel's back and many are being forced out of business.
It goes without saying that stress created within the childcare sector is also going to impact the parents that are forced to use the services because they're both working outside the home, or single parents working outside the home. It's an integral part of our community that we need to protect and support.
And you've been in touch with several of those affected.
I know people that are working in the healthcare sector and in the childcare sector that are contacting me, and they're telling me, and parents are contacting me, that are afraid for the places if anything happens to the sector. Where will they go to have their children minded when they are working to pay mortgages?
There are currently 7,819 people on the HSE's waiting list for home support, hundreds of them in Donegal. This has led to calls from the Irish Senior Citizens Parliament for the next government to fix the crisis in home care. Maria Hayes from the Irish Senior Citizens Parliament says many older people are being badly affected.
A couple of our people who come to our meetings and are on our executive are actually in receipt of home help. And what they're seeing is that there is a more rigorous application of the rules, and some of them are getting 3/4 of an hour. And also they're seeing some reduction in what the person who is coming in can do for the person whom they're looking after.
The funeral of Conor Dara and Carla McGinley takes place tomorrow. The siblings were found dead at their home in Newcastle in County Dublin last Friday. A Mass of the Angels will be held in the Church of the Holy Family in Rathcoole at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Newcastle Cemetery.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an extra 20% off in store.
At 14 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and the FA independent chair, Roy Barrett, has welcomed a financial agreement that he says safeguards the future of the association. An interest-free loan of €2.5 million will be provided each year from 2020 to 2022 to safeguard their interest in the Aviva Stadium. Sport Ireland will restore funding to the FA to the tune of €2.9 million annually, doubling that figure for the years 2020 to 2023. The Minister for Sport, Shane Ross, says that there'll be no programmes of compulsory redundancy at the FEA. Interim FEA CEO Gary Owens says they still have a long road of recovery yet to travel.
Collectively, it gives us the funds that we're happy with, are required to change the organisation and move it forward. It's better than I thought it was going to be last week, so I'm very happy with the agreement. I'm not going to go into any of the details on it. The agreement is between all four stakeholders, and they've all asked me not to do that.
Elsewhere, Shamrock Rovers sporting director Stephen McPhail thinks that the establishment of an all-Ireland league is a no-brainer. Representatives from the clubs in the League of Ireland and the Irish League will meet in Dundalk later to discuss the proposed league with Kieran Lucid. Another round of talks are also planned with the IFA and the FAA next month. Former Irish midfielder McPhail is backing the idea of a cross-border league.
In terms of progressing and getting clubs better and more professional, and something needs to change, and we've got a bit of change in the FAO at the moment. I think it's definitely worth looking at really hard, and I know the group is pushing it and their ideas, and there's another few meetings this week. So as from a football point of view, I think it'd be great. Obviously, there's a lot that goes with it.
Elsewhere, Republic of
Elsewhere, Republic of Ireland midfielder Eunan O'Kane has joined Luton on an 18-month loan from Leeds. The 29-year-old suffered a double leg break during a spell with the Hatters last season. O'Kane says he's nearing a return from that injury and he hopes to play some part before the end of the current campaign. And Marcus Rojo has left Manchester United to join Argentinian side Estudiantes on loan until the end of the season. The defender returns to the club where he started his career. He hasn't played for United since November. Up in Scotland, Hamilton boss Brian Rice has been banned for 5 matches for breaking betting rules. He's also been given a further suspended sentence of 5 more games by the Scottish FA. Rice previously admitted placing bets on matches in each of the past 5 seasons. He'll avoid the additional punishment if he regularly attends recovery meetings and doesn't gamble in football anymore. In schools football today, the FAI Schools Senior Girls National Cup semi-final was played. It was a disappointment for Mavill today. They were defeated 4-1 by presentation of Kilkenny. In boxing, Derry's Conor Coyle's set to step back into the ring in the early hours of tomorrow morning in America as he looks to maintain his undefeated record. Coyle will be taking on a Mexican middleweight, Miguel Dumas, in Washington as part of the Roy Jones Jr. promotions card. His 11-0 professional record will go up against the 11-2 record of Dumas, who has notched up 8 of those victories by knockout. In rugby, sevens player Aoife Doyle will line out for Ireland's women's 15s team for the first time since 2015 this weekend. The Munster winger has been named to start by head coach Adam Griggs for their Six Nations clash with Scotland at Donnybrook on Sunday. Gloucester's Ellen Murphy has been selected at out half with Kira Griffin captain on the team from the back row. Laura Feely is among the Irish replacements. And Scottish head coach Gregor Townsend has retained only 5 of the starting 15 from their last outing for Saturday's Six Nations opener with Ireland. Edinburgh number 8 Nick Hanning will make his debut, while Glasgow's Adam Hastings replaces Finn Russell at fly half. The latter was disciplined for a breach of team rules. In golf, Graham McDowell has a share of the lead on the opening day of the Saudi International and the European Tour. The former US Open champion shot a 6-under par round of 64. He jointly leads with Malaysia's Gavin Green. Shane Lowry carried a 1-under par round of 69, while Cormac Chavin, he's way off the pace on 5-over par. On the PGA Tour this week, it's the Waste Management Phoenix Open, a big event in the PGA Tour. It's the early stages of that. Tom Hoagie and Sun Kang lead the way on 3-under par. In tennis, Roger Federer is hoping for a return to the sport by the end of next month. The 20-time Grand Slam winner was hampered by a groin injury in a straight sets loss to Novak Djokovic in the Australian Open semi-final earlier today. Gabin Muguruza, she's through to her first Grand Slam singles final after winning Wimbledon 2017. The Spaniard upset fourth seed Simona Halep in a straight sets to reach the final in Melbourne. Muguruza will face 14th seed Sofia Kenin, who beat home favourite and top seed Ashley Barty 7-6, 7-5. Finally for this evening, the score is coming up with Dermot Doherty after the 7 o'clock news this evening. Dermot's guest in studio this evening will be Donegal ladies manager Maxi Curran. He'll be looking ahead to their game away to Waterford on Saturday. They'll also talk about the Donegal men's team who are in action away to Meath on Sunday. And in soccer, Dermot will be talking about the Junior Cup where Buncrana Hearts and Greencastle are in action. And in the Intermediate Cup, Bonagie United and Coghill Celtic are all playing it on Sunday. And in boxing, Peter O'Donnell will join Dermot to look ahead to the action in the National Stadium in Dublin, which takes place tomorrow night. The score is after the 7 o'clock news this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the manager of a local soft play facility says they are a breaking point over rising insurance costs. Insurance premiums for Wayne's World in Buncrana are said to be rising significantly year on year, despite the facility never being involved in a claim. They say that they have thought about shutting their doors several times. Manager Siobhan Kearney says it's a constant struggle to keep what is a valued facility within the community open.
We joined a group, Pally, last year. There were 78 members throughout Ireland. We got a combined insurance policy with everybody, thinking it would come in a lot cheaper, but it didn't. It worked out the same as the previous year, $6,500, which was a rise from $2,500. We're struggling big time, and there's a lot of centres have closed down around the country. It's just the way insurance is going, and it's a bit crazy.
And the people of Buncrana and the outskirts of Buncrana, they do heavily rely on your facility, you know, for that kind of extracurricular, sort of a bit of fun for their children and so on. And it would be, I'm sure, an absolute tragedy if you were to shut your doors.
Yeah, the last 18 months have been really, really hard. It's been a struggle, and we have considered it a couple of times, but we've kept open, and thank God for this support. We've had a really kind of good last 6 weeks. We've been quite busy. We've started a couple of new initiatives down there. We can't really increase the prices. So what we've done is we've added to our birthday parties where we have pizzas and stuff. We're on a Saturday morning now from 10 to half 11. We're doing an autism-friendly session, so we have no music and stuff to try to cater for everybody. Our birthday parties, we're doing our best not to raise costs, but to do as much as we can to get people through the door.
It's been revealed that motorists are travelling through Calais Village at an average speed of 73 kilometres per hour. A survey conducted by Donegal County Council also shows that approximately 82,000 vehicles per week use the main road through the village. The speed limit in Calais is 50 kilometres per hour, and the council has stated that traffic calming measures will be progressed this year. Local councillor Paul Canning says that in reality, many motorists are racing through the village at much higher speeds than the average shown in the report. He's hopeful that the survey will act as leverage when applying for funding for the works.
Donegal County Council will do a design to slow the traffic down, then we apply for funding, and then these items are put in place. Now, the situation with Calais, we have a play area that's going to be constructed, we have car parking that's going to be constructed in Calais. So I would like to see the traffic calming measures in conjunction with these activities taking place, and hopefully we get the traffic slowed down physically in Calais, because at the minute the traffic is going through Calais at too big a speed.
And finally, Donegal Castle, Glenveagh Castle National Park and Slieveleagh Cliffs have received a merit of excellence for delivering exceptional quality and experience and welcome to tourists. The tourist attractions were recognised by CIE Tours International, with each winner achieving a customer satisfaction rating of over 92% from visitors. The CIE Tours International Annual Awards for Excellence, which are now in their 30th year, recognise the best hotels and tourist attractions across Ireland based on feedback from over 25,000 customers throughout the year. Weather now mostly cloudy this evening with some light rain or drizzle. Rain turning heavy in parts tonight with southwest winds freshening, increasing strong around coasts and lowest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the family of an elderly terminally ill woman whose carer stole €20,000 from her says what happened was beyond belief and soul destroying. 56-year-old Marjorie Gallagher of Mahari Dunlow was yesterday handed a suspended custodial sentence after being found guilty of, on four separate occasions, rummaging through the home of 76-year-old Bridget McLaughlin and stealing bundles of €5,000. The principal of Cranach College says while they remain amenable to the idea of a three-school campus in the town, if going it alone gets a new school built more quickly, then that's the route they will take. Kevin Cooley was speaking after students and staff at the college marched through Moncrona this morning as their campaign for new school intensifies. A prominent health campaigner in Donegal says questions will inevitably be asked about the future of Letterkenny University Hospital in light of what appears to be a serious reduction in services. Paul Gillespie, spokesperson for the Donegal Diabetes Association, says efforts to secure meetings with Minister Joe McHugh and Health Minister Simon Harris have been unsuccessful. And police in Derry are currently at the scene of a security alert in the Waterside area of the city. The alert follows the discovery of a suspect device in the Caw Close area. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 30th of January. The death has taken place of Stella Jean Fulton, Carnone, Rafoe, house private, please, at the request of the deceased. Funeral service in Carnone Presbyterian Church on Saturday at 1:30, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to Christian Aid, care of Gibson Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John Wilson, 9 Dublin Road, Strabane, formerly of Newton Street, Strabane. Remains will repose at Quigley's funeral home from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock to Christchurch, Bowling Green, Strabane. Service of Thanksgiving on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Ernie Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is strictly private, please. The death has taken place of James Morrow, Letcher Brick, Clohan. James's remains are reposing at his late residence. The house is private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family, friends and neighbours welcome. Funeral leaving his home at 1:15 on Saturday afternoon for 2:00 Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kiltivogue Cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. The death has occurred of Brendan Sox Devine, Foyle View, St Johnson. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6:00 this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:45, going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, for 11:00 Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Eamon Moore, 19, Meadowbank Place, Grey Steel, County Derry. Eamon's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:20 for 11:00 Requiem Mass in Star of the Sea Church, Fawn Vale. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred of Reverend Father Tommy Curran, Glenview House, College Road, Letterkenny, formerly of St Eunan's Terrace, Letterkenny. Father Tommy's remains are reposing at St Eunan's Cathedral. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital or the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director.